Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, January 4, 2021. Adoption Subsidy Forecasting Group, December 2020. Forecasting Group. Staff members from the Department of Management, DOM, the Department of Human Services, DHS, and the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, LSA, met on December 18, 2020 to discuss the Adoption Subsidy Program caseload growth and expenditures for fiscal year 2020 and fiscal year 2021. The forecasting group is established in Iowa Code Section 234.47 to discuss expenditures and agree on a consensus estimate for the current and upcoming fiscal years. Adoption subsidy projections. The current funding estimate for the adoption subsidy program utilizing the status quo general fund appropriation is an estimated ending surplus of $4.7 million in fiscal year 2021 and an estimated need of $2.7 million in fiscal year 2022. The enhanced federal medical assistance percentage, or FMAP rate, for the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic has positively impacted the estimated surpluses in both fiscal years. Under current law, these funds will be carried forward for reinvestment savings expenditures in fiscal year 2021. The percentage of children eligible for funding under Title 4-E continues to increase. Reinvestment savings. The DHS's current reinvestment obligation from FFY 2015 to FFY 2021 is estimated to total $15.2 million. Current reinvestment spending through state fiscal year 2021 is estimated to total $5.5 million. Most of the expenditures to date have been for the Treatment Outcome Package, or TOP, tool. In addition, the DHS anticipates incurring expenses for the Subsidized Guardianship Program, Family-Centered Services, and the Parent Partner Initiative expansion. After accounting for that spending, there would remain a current estimated obligation of $9.7 million. Utilizing the forecasted surpluses to offset part of this and including an estimate of the succeeding federal fiscal year reinvestment obligation, there is a current unfunded liability estimated at $6.2 million. The DHS is continuing to develop ideas that could address the current obligation. Services must have started after FFY 2016 to qualify as new reinvestment expenditures, and some of the one-time expenditures used to implement the Federal Families First Prevention Services Act, Public Law 115 through 123, could qualify. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-725-0134.